Tēnā, tātou katoa, nau mai, hoki mai ki tēnei hōtaka Radio Wāte's Drive Show here on Onoro Mātoru te Iarere or wātenews.com or however else you're tuning into our show this afternoon. Now, catch this. Aotearoa Hau, Hawaiki Hau on Ways, says Nathaniel Howe, and I saw that on a post that he put up a couple days ago, where he recently posted up an image or images of a futuristic or even a world we could have lived in, and where the digital world meets te ao Māori, or one and the same, which is a conversation that was brought up even more so after the post. And I actually really wanted to dive into it with Nathaniel Howe, who again posted up and also is the founder of production company Modi Media. Tēnā koe e hoa, nau mai hara mai.
Tēnā koe e hoa, e te tuakana, e mihi. O te rā koutou e te iwi, tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe. Hey, I actually, before we get into it, I don't know if we've had you on to talk about Modi Media, so I just wanted to tap into that and talk about your production company, if you could.
Oh, yeah. I've been on Radio Wāte for all sorts of other things, particularly in te ao Waiata Māori with My More Music. But yeah, you're right. I don't think I've had a kōrero about Modi Media, but Modi Media is a production company that that we started, I think we're in our fifth year tēnei tau, and it's one of the sort of driving forces by a lot of the kaupapa that we've done in terms of Waiata Nation, Huro Pepe, and all sorts of different Māori productions. But we're essentially a Māori production company that's looking to try and innovate the broadcast and media space, trying to do some amazing things in terms of media, and trying to look at content and media and filmmaking and television and producing just from a different angle there. So Modi Media is the name, but the vehicle actually is empowering and creating creating an Aotearoa Hau. Actually, that's our vision.
And speaking of both of those things, when you posted it up yesterday, I've heard a lot of conversation about what Aotearoa Hau or might look like, or, you know, reclamation, or even I think I saw a post about Wakanda, and one of the biggest messages in that movie, I think, was what could have happened if we weren't colonised by the British, or what would happen if all of the, you know, all of those kinds of things about colonisation, what could our world have looked like? And so when I saw this picture, which is, I understand to be an AI generated image, correct me if I'm wrong, but when I saw that, I actually could visualise both those things, our Wakanda, but also what we could look like in our potentially near future.
Yeah. It was a amazingly creative wānanga for me. I've sort of have been generating AI since the start of it, and sort of at the forefront of trying to merge AI and content creation. But I just sort of brought it back. We've been on a deep wānanga over the last couple of weeks, a few hoa that I've been aligning with and sort of connecting with over the last, over the turbulent time that we've found ourselves in as Māori. And one of the driving things that I think Te Ao Māori is actually starting to say is, how do we start to be in the driver's seat of our own existence and of our own prosperity and of our own self-determination? And so just taking some of those principles and taking some of those wānanga that we've been engaging in over the last couple of weeks and months, I sort of had a creative whakaaro to try and envisage what it might look like for AI or technology and the digital world to meet te ao tawhito or our tikanga and our kawa, and to try and integrate the two seamlessly so that they work together in partnership with one another, and that the whakapapa of that technology comes from a Māori place, it comes from a whakaaro Māori. And one of the things that I've learned over the last couple of years and sort of dealing in the tech sector is that the whakapapa of technology at the moment doesn't quite have an indigenous origin. So I really, I delved real deep on what I imagined a, I guess, what would technology look like if its origin, if its whakapapa, was from a Māori lens or from an Indigenous lens. And it's sort of, I guess, content is the vehicle and creating creative video and trying to imagine all the possible scenarios. And I only really covered five of the probably 100 scenarios that that I sort of developed. And it was, yeah, it was a really cool process to come out and then to sort of get a bit of traction with people being able to see and imagine, I guess, a world that I don't think is too far-fetched and too far away from our existence. I suppose another thing is that it's felt like the political climate at the moment has, I guess, for lack of better words, it's taken over the narrative, and I kind of wanted to put something out there that puts us in the driver's seat of our own narrative and have narrative sovereignty. Because as long as we continue to let those who would put themselves in opposition of us be the drivers of our narrative, the further away we get from, I guess, what I've imagined as an Aotearoa hou or a Hawaiki hou. So some of the examples for our whānau who haven't seen the video yet is like imagining what if we had a waharoa where you have to scan in through your moko kauai or your mataora before you can get in. Or maybe even in your mataora and your moko kauai has your particular iwi affiliation, so you can only get into certain marae or whatever like that, using that scanning process. Or another one was having a Māori parliament where we as Māori can vote on the things that we find important or resolutions that we want to be made, and you can see the results of those in real time as our rangatira are on the paepae doing their kōrero or trying to promote a certain view or a certain perspective. Then the iwi or the people get to make the decisions moving forward. Or another example is like imagine having a pai pai kōrero where you have your kai kōrero speaking, and like you can interact with that. You can be there in the flesh, but also people who aren't there can sort of be there in virtual reality. So it's for a lot of people who don't understand technology, it might be like these concepts might be a little bit foreign, but I wanted to try and make it really easy to be able to understand and imagine a possibility in the future. So, yeah.
Really, and I love that. What it did was it created usually it's a conversation, right? People have conversations about what if this, what if that, what if this happened, what would it look like? And I think through this, the imaging, and I'd encourage everyone to have a look, because what it does is it sparks off ideas, and you might sit there and go, oh, maybe not this or maybe not that, but what it does is it sparks the wānanga off of what that could actually look like. And how I think what I saw about it, or what I loved about it, was that it was about us keeping connected in all these various ways. As we move into this digital world, how do we use those tools to keep connected with each other and do that on our terms, which is what you talked about. But again, the imaging made it feel a little bit, a conversation I had with somebody was that it makes it feel more real, makes it feel, like you said, not too distant. The ability to make something like this happen, or a conversation about how do we keep, especially people who might want to travel more, how do we keep them connected to our whenua? Well, here's a solution here. So pai katoa in the kōrero e hoa as it sparks off a really cool wānanga with people, and I know people will continue to bring forward other whakaaro, but I wanted to just have a kōrero with you about that image, because it definitely did spark off some kōrero. Now, atu I tēnei kaupapa e hoa, what are you fellas up to now with Māori Media or any other mahi that you're doing?
Oh yeah, at the moment it's just trying to be creative in the things that we create, and trying to find new avenues and new possibilities for us to reach the hearts and the minds of our people. I've got a kaupapa where I'm starting to initiate. It's not quite like a kaupapa in terms of, like, it's just a personal kaupapa of mine, which is trying to find Hawaiki hou, trying to find this Aotearoa hou that's been spoken about. And, like, so in terms of Māori media, it's about trying to realise and imagine these possibilities. So a lot of the stuff and a lot of the content that's going to get created that's been in the development in the workshops at the moment is things around Hawaiki hou, around Aotearoa hou, and trying to reimagine our possibility. I came into the media industry wanting to try and help our Māori, or help Māori to, I guess, reimagine our possibilities. And so we've done a whole bunch of different projects that are, like, not so connected to the stuff that I've been working on lately, but still has the same kaupapa guiding it. So, yeah, at the moment it's just, we've had a long holiday, so it's about kicking everything back off. It's about provoking interesting discussion, and it's about creating a vehicle for which people, our people can have, imagine a future that is more prosperous, that is better, that works for us. And ultimately, as a media company, as a media business, we're aiming to strive to have sovereignty over the storytelling and narrative that we have. So, yeah, trying to find Hawaiki hou e hoa. That's the challenge.
Oh, mō tātou katoa, and I love the wānanga. Well, tēnā koutou, that's Nathaniel Howe. He's the founder of Māori Media, talking to us about, well, how we can find and create Aotearoa hou and Hawaiki hou. Tēnā koe, Nathaniel.
Kia ora, ngā mihi e te tuakana.